kind of far away from the mic too. Well, that poem that my daughter wrote about 3 weeks after her brother was killed inspired me to my activism, especially the last two lines, "If we the people let them continue, another mother will weep." Have you ever heard the sound of a nation being rocked to sleep? And the one right before that says, "The leaders want to keep you numb so the pain won't be so deep." This is exactly what's happening in Canada right now. This is exactly what your government wants. It's as if Karl Rove is coming up here and orchestrating Steve Harper's administration. What do you think not showing the coffins is about? They say it's to honor the families and not to upset the families. What do you think hurts more, a picture of a coffin or having your child killed in an unnecessary war? And how are you, the people of Canada, going to know that this is hurting people? It's devastating families. Not only the ones who come home dead, but I want to tell you, every single one of our children that goes off to Iraq or Afghanistan dies over there. They don't come back the same person that we sent them. They die. And we cannot allow our leaders any longer to take our children and use them like was said earlier in bullshit wars. Oh, I'm in a church. If anybody's ever heard me speak before or read anything I've written, by the way, I will be signing my book afterwards. That was a cheap commercial. I have to tell my publisher I said that. I never do that. You know I don't like euphemisms. You know I don't like to be politically correct. Because the people we elected are so incorrect. How can we be politically correct? I don't like euphemisms. When someone says, "I lost my son in Iraq," I know they're trying to be kind, but you know what? I lost Casey one time in Disneyland when he was a little boy. If he was lost in Iraq, I would go over and find him and bring him home. He wasn't lost, he was killed. An insurgent killed him, but George Bush may as well have pulled the trigger. And when people say my son was fallen, I say, if he was fallen, I would pick him up. No, my son was murdered in Iraq by George Bush and the war profiteers who, after they murdered Casey, they lined their pockets with his flesh and blood. That's what happened to my son. And if anybody here has any illusions to the fact that what is going on in Afghanistan is legal or moral, they're wrong. Afghanistan did not attack the United States of America on September 11th. The Taliban did not attack the United States of America on September 11th. The innocent men, women, and children who were slaughtered in the initial invasion in numbers greater than 9/11 did not invade America. They told us that it was Osama bin Laden. And you know what? He's still at large. George Bush said a little while ago, "Oh, I don't think of him that much anymore." Because Karl Rove, the neocons, my government, are masters at manipulating propaganda. They have convinced some Americans that Osama and Saddam are the same person. And if we got Saddam, you know, we might as well have gotten Osama. And what people in my country don't know or have forgotten is that my country propped up and armed both of these men. You know? The people of Iraq tell me, well, Saddam was a bad man, but why did you have to kill so many of us to get him? And I'm wondering if, you know, there's a famous picture of Donald Rumsfeld shaking his hands back in the 80s. And they're both looking really happy. Why didn't Donald just take him out then? Number one, he's a coward. And number two, Saddam was our friend back then. And you know what? But we were arming both sides of the Iran-Iraq war. And I'm wondering if a bullet that we gave to Saddam killed my son. Did a bomb that we gave to Saddam kill Michelle's son? And you know what? I'm never going to have the answer to that question. And there was a thing going around my country when George Bush was saying Saddam and WMD, is that of course we know Saddam had WMD because we kept the receipts. Well, Osama and Saddam are not the same person. As a matter of fact, they were bitter enemies. Osama didn't like Saddam because he was running a secular country. And he did not support Saddam. Saddam did not support Osama. And to go into two countries and invade their countries, kill innocent people, destroy their infrastructure, cause chaos and confusion, which are the hallmarks of occupation. If you have the people fighting themselves, they won't fight you. And they won't notice when you're raping their country of their natural resources. But the people of Iraq notice that they have to stand in line for a whole day for gas. And here they are sitting atop the largest oil reserves in the world. And they have to wait for a day in line to get any gas. And another thing I just read yesterday, the peace movement in America is accused of not supporting the troops. You know, because you have to support the mission to support the troops. Well, that's just saying you have to support the government if you want to support the troops. Our Marines are going from door to door begging Iraqi people for food because they don't have enough food. So to me, that is immoral. To me, that is despicable. And that is not supporting the troops. That's dishonoring our troops. You send them over to fight for a lie. You send them over to line the pockets of the war machine, and then you don't give them enough food to eat. This war is costing our country billions of dollars a month, and none of that money is getting to our troops. You know, they're maybe clearing $2,000 a month when the special contractors are making sometimes $1,500 a day. Halliburton was paid to cleanse our soldiers' water, and they didn't do it. Our soldiers were drinking contaminated water. And people are so worried about our country nuking Iran so they don't get nukes that they don't even think that we're already waging a nuclear war in Iraq. That country has been contaminated half-life 4.5 billion years. By depleted uranium. Our soldiers are coming home. Our soldiers are contaminating the wombs of their partners with semen that is contaminated with depleted uranium. I know you've all seen the pictures of the babies from Iraq that have been born horribly deformed from the last Gulf War. And we didn't just wage a nuclear war in Iraq, we waged it in Bosnia. My government gets its strings pulled by the war machine. And that's what is now happening to your government. Your defense minister was a lobbyist for a military industry. He signed the treaty with NORAD without talking to your parliament, without debate. I'm sorry, but our North American governments are sliding rapidly into fascism.